Good morning. 10:15 in the morning. Not bad, 16 and a bit for the first mile. 10:15 in the morning on the 20th of March. Oh my God, it's the 20th of March. Oh. So it's also cold out. It's 40 degrees, which should be warm. The sun is out. It's quite a lovely day to look at, but there is a brisk spring breeze blowing that makes things a bit on the nippy side. I got my hood up and my nose is still cold, but my ears are mostly warm until I get the wind in my face. Anyway, so I don't really have a lot to talk about today. Today is Tuesday. Today should be back on track. Today should be a riding day. I've got one kid homesick. Everybody else went to work and school. I've got stuff to fix dinner with, so I shouldn't have to go to the grocery store today. With any luck, I won't have to make any other side trips. I should be able to focus on what I need to do, which is write The Gangster. Push the head back here a bit. So yeah, after yesterday's heart-thumping stomp through the early afternoon, we got cramps in the calves today. I really did overdo it yesterday. But walking it out helps. Probably not going to do as good a second mile today as I did yesterday, but that's all right. I didn't do as good a first mile as I did yesterday. Walk it out, walk it out. Today's Tuesday. So it was another day I overslept. I slept very nearly till 6 o'clock. And it's so rare for me. Although, I keep saying that, so it must be becoming more common. I was tired last night. I went to bed. It was relatively early compared to last week, where I was up until 11, 11:30 every night. So it worked out okay. I also didn't get my breakfast yet today, so I'm going to go home and have brunch, I think. I don't know what I'm going to have, but I got to have something. I have this stomach ache where I haven't had breakfast yet, which is unusual. Usually I don't notice when I haven't had food, but I'm noticing it today. Spring is definitely in the air. March didn't exactly come in like a lamb or a lion here, but it's definitely shaking out to be springish. Got a little windbreak here. There's a concrete fence that runs along beside the road. And I've got the sun almost full in my face, so it feels wonderful. When summer gets here, I won't be able to wait this long because it'll be 100 degrees by now. I have to get my habit back of going early in the day. I keep trying to go between 8 and 9. And I keep thinking, I don't want to go right now. But it's getting to the point where I had to go for the walk, so I stopped whatever it was I was doing, stepped away from the keyboard. I really wasn't doing anything terribly important, so that counts. Oh, no dogs today. Yay. I think I'm having an arthritis flare-up. I have one of the symptoms of this is it's called club toe, and what happens is that one of your toes swells up to be about twice its normal size and turns purple, and it feels like it's broken. I think I've mentioned this before. I've got one toe that's feeling like it wants to be clubbed up, but hasn't gotten that way yet. Oh, my back is sore. That comes from staying in bed too long. It's one of the diagnostics for this particular form of arthritis. I thought I was just out of shape. I thought I was just, you know, laying in bed, muscles too weak to support myself in bed, which should have been a clue. So after 4 or 5 hours of being in bed, even on a waterbed, a lovely, gorgeous, heated waterbed that I miss some days, the pain would wake me and drive me up. I have to get up and walk around a bit, which meant that for years, decades even, the better part of 20 years, I could only sleep 5 hours at a time. So I was always tired. I was chronically tired. And so it was a relief when I could suddenly start sleeping 6 or 7 hours out of whack. And last night I slept almost 8, which was, that's quite lovely. Except, of course, now that my day is all shot by oversleeping. So I don't know what normal people work these days. I don't know what normal schedules are. My wife sleeps in until 7. Kids wake up at 6. They have to be up at 6 so that they can catch their ride to school at 7:05. Some days 7:10. But wife sleeps until 7. She's supposed to be at work at 8, but she seldom leaves before 8:45. She'll have to leave earlier tomorrow because she's got a doctor's appointment. But I remember when I was working, when I had a day job, it was 5 a.m. was my wake up. 4 a.m. was common. And I'd go to bed at 9 and go to bed at what many people consider to be a ridiculously early hour, but 6.5 hours, 7 hours sleep was normal, about the best I could hope for, which is really where most of my writing time came from, if I were to be honest. Monk Paul. Well, that's not true. A lot of it came early in the morning before anybody got up. Hours that I am not spending writing now. That's probably my biggest problem. I should probably get up and write right off the bat. I was talking to Dan Sawyer the other day, and he said that he had trouble getting up and writing until he had something to eat, specifically protein, to get his brain kicking over. And it happened day after day for him, where he would get up and sit down right away and sit and stare at an empty screen and wonder why the words weren't coming. And after an hour or so, he'd give up and go get breakfast. And after another hour, having eaten, the words would magically come. That's never been a problem. Sitting down and getting the word processor open is often the biggest problem. Or standing up at the stand-up desk and firing up the word processor is often the biggest problem for me. In part because it's the interruptions. I really need to establish that routine that I keep talking about, the schedule, so that I know that during these hours I'm doing this. During 8 to 9 I'm walking. During 9 to noon I'm writing. During noon to 2 I'm doing audio something, I don't know. Something along those lines makes a certain amount of sense. Because I can't do audio all day. I can't stand up that long on my to read out loud. I can stand up that long. It's just standing up and reading. Reading takes a lot more muscle control. Holding the page, holding the nook actually up so that I can read it and not have my head tilted down away from the microphone, which is suspended just over my nose. Or more precisely, just over my forehead, tilted down slightly. March 20th. 10 more days. I've lost 20 days somewhere. They sort of disappeared. And for most of them, I've walked. I've walked 18 of the last 20 days. There's only been 2 days so far this month I've missed. So marching through March, I had a couple of hiccups, but basically it's 10 more days. 10 more days, 10 more days. I can do 10 more days. I think I can do 10 more days. Of course, that depends on so much happening correctly. Next week is the last week before the kids are off on spring break. Younger daughter is going off to a band and chorus concert in California. Elder daughter will be home flailing about. And I suspect we'll have the boyfriend for most of that time as well. He's a nice enough lad. I sometimes think he tries too hard, but I think that comes with youth and inexperience. He apparently finds me intimidating, which is, I think, all to the good. Oh. almost at the end of the long eastern reach here. Oh yes, and here comes the wind again. Yep. Ouch. That is sharp wind. A couple of fellow walkers all bundled up with hoods and scarves over their mouths. Perhaps a little better dressed for the weather than I am, but I'm warm enough for the most part. It's just that wind is sharp. I don't have too much exposed to it, so it's okay. What's the park look like? It hasn't really started greening up yet. I think I'm going to put out some tomato plants this year. Maybe a couple tomatoes and a couple peppers. So I'll have salsa. Yikes, that's cold. Why are these kids not in school? Young, perhaps. Yes, harsh. Now my eyes are going to run, but you'll make my nose run. It's all right. I'm so hungry. Oh my Lord. I don't remember how long it's been since I was this hungry. I wonder why. Almost 18 minutes on the back half. That's not terrible. It's not as good as it has been in the past, but it's not terrible. Managed to keep the pace up a bit, considering that many days it's 19 minutes, 17 and almost 18 minutes is not too bad at all. But that also means my 2 miles is just about up as I walk up to the back gate. And note that tomorrow is another day, with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.